AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with recommendations for people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus.
The guidance comes as more adults get vaccinated and wonder what that means, if they can visit family or shop or travel.
These new recommendations are an important first step to our efforts to resume everyday activities in our community.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the guidance notes even unvaccinated people who are not high risk can gather indoors without masks with those who are vaccinated, meaning, for example, grandparents can see their grandkids. But the guidance also continues discouraging travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who now want to hit the road to see family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden visits a Veterans Administration Medical Center in Washington where veterans were getting vaccinated. He was asked when he was going to sign the coronavirus rescue bill.
As soon as I get it.
The House could give final approval soon. Biden will deliver a primetime speech later this week. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
To commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown on Thursday, he will discuss the many sacrifices of the American people have made over the last year and the grave loss communities and families across the country have suffered.
Biden also noted on this International Women's Day that there should be no barriers to women in the military.
The women who join today's military aren't told no when they apply to fly fighter jets or attack helicopters just because of their gender.
The president orders a review of Trump administration rules around campus sexual assaults that bolstered the rights of the accused. In an executive order, Biden directed the Department of Education to examine rules that the Trump administration issued around Title IX, the federal law that forbids sex discrimination in education. This is AP News. Chicago baseball fans will be able to go to the ballparks on opening day, just like the fans in California and Arizona. Cubs fan Nelson Gonzalez.
Baseball is not a must on our dailies, but it's something that everybody enjoys, and it brings not only friends and family together, but communities together.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says starting opening day next month, both the Cubs and White Sox can admit fans to fill up to 20% of the seats in their ballparks. Two women have been cited for assault and disorderly conduct after a brawl they were involved in inside a Bath & Body Works last Saturday in Scottsdale, Arizona, was seen more than 10 million times online. In the video, two female employees were tangling with a woman on the floor. A male employee then tries to intervene as a second woman wrestles with staff members. Police say it began with a disagreement over places in the checkout line. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.